Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Clemson football fans all across the country listening to Rubbing the Rock Radio, Solid Orange Friday podcast, Conference Championship Week. I'm Andrew Borland, editor of Rubbing the Rock, here with you. I'm going to talk some Clemson football today, a lot of Clemson football, some Conference Championship Week stuff, and just give you some thoughts on everything going on this weekend as we head into the last week of college football season until bowl season begins. So a lot of stuff to get to today, a lot of stuff for us to discuss. First, I want to give you a couple of side updates so you know what's going on with Rubbing the Rock, and you can be prepared for what you may see today and what you're going to see this weekend and everything going on. Like I said, I'm Andrew Boyne, editor of Rubbing the Rock. Later on today, we're going to have, or actually later on this morning, we're going to have a top 10 Clemson football quarterbacks article going up. The top 10 quarterbacks ever to play Clemson football, that'll be going up around 9 a.m. this morning. And then later on today, we'll have the keys to the game for Clemson, North Carolina. And then tomorrow, you can also look back and we'll be having pregame coverage all day leading up to the game at 8:14 tomorrow when Clemson takes on North Carolina in the ACC Championship game in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be giving you predictions on the game, game information, tailgating tidbits, college football picks, TV guide, everything you can think of on Saturday will be going up. So just make sure you keep checking back to Rubbing the Rock and check out what's going on with the site. Like I said, I'm Andrew Borland, editor of Rubbing the Rock. It's time to get started. Solid Orange Friday podcast, episode 2, Conference Championship Week. Got a couple of things we want to get to. We don't have a lot of time. And so the first thing I want to do is if you have enjoyed the podcast these first couple of weeks, we're thinking about expanding it to make it a little bit longer time so we have more time to talk about topics and stuff and even have a call-in board where you can call in and talk to us on some live shows going on. If that's something you'd be interested in, just comment below or tweet us at Rubbing the Rock or even email us, rubbingtherock@fansided.com, so we can get your comments on what you think we should do going forward because you're the fans and we want to give you what you want. So, we got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk about the college football landscape, and then we're going to spend the last part of our show talking about Clemson, UNC, and everything going on there. So college football landscape, basically going into this week, there are 8 teams that I believe have a chance to still make the college football playoff. From the ACC, Clemson and UNC still have a chance to make it. Clemson's in with a win. UNC very well could be in with a win, but they may need some other stuff to happen. From the SEC, Alabama's the only that has a shot. With a loss, they're out. With a win, they're in. With the Pac-12, Stanford, with two losses, they would need Clemson and Alabama both to lose, and then they would be considered. But still, not a guarantee for Stanford, even if Clemson and Alabama both lost this weekend and they won. Big 12, Oklahoma's in no matter what. They don't have a conference championship game. They're a solid number three seed. They could move up inside the top two, but I expect them just to stay where they're at. And then the Big Ten, there's actually three teams that still have a shot, for good or bad. And Iowa and Michigan State are playing the Big Ten championship game. The winner of that team's in, the loser's out. There's not a way that the loser gets in. There's no scenario where that happens. Either Iowa's going to win and be in, or they're going to lose and be out. Michigan State, same thing. But Ohio State, sitting at number six in the college football playoff, actually has a chance that they could get in if some other things happen, believe it or not. So those are the teams: Clemson, UNC, Alabama, Stanford, Oklahoma, Iowa, Michigan State, and Ohio State. But what I want to spend the college football landscape part talking about is who you, as a Clemson football fan, should be rooting for Saturday. And we want to do this for two reasons. Number one, we want to have a little bit of chaos going into the week, but we don't want it to be Clemson chaos. Go ahead and tell you. We want Clemson to be in, but we want to have some chaos for who may be that fourth seed. And then you also want to put yourself in the best position to go to the national championship. So we're going to look at the hypothetical if Clemson was to lose to North Carolina, or if Clemson wants to win against North Carolina. What you want going into the ACC championship game, if you're a Tiger fan, is all your bases have been covered. Thing has been set that you need that somehow, if you were to leave Bank of America Stadium with a loss, you're still going to be considered. And so here's what you need. In the SEC championship game, you need Florida to beat Alabama. Obviously, if you win, like I said, if you win on Saturday, it doesn't matter. But it'd be fun for Florida to beat Alabama anyway because the SEC is completely eliminated. Then you want USC to beat Stanford. Stanford, believe it or not, with two losses and being a Pac-12 champion, is still being considered. They're number seven in the nation. So you want Stanford to go ahead and lose and knock them out. And then in the Big Ten championship game, I'm pulling for Iowa. This game doesn't really matter as far as affecting Clemson does, but I'm pulling for Iowa, and here's why. I think the Hawkeyes are a fake. They have some nice balance on both sides of the ball and have balance in the pass and run game on offense, but I just don't think that their offense is going to be able to score on Clemson's defense, and I don't think their defense is going to be able to stop Clemson's offense. So I have I'm pulling for Iowa to beat Michigan State on Saturday. But if you believe Michigan State's the worst team, then you'd be pulling for Michigan State. So to review that, pull for Florida to beat Alabama, pull for USC to beat Stanford, and then lastly, I'm pulling for Iowa to beat Michigan State because I feel like they're a worse team. So those are your bases if you're wanting to talk about college football landscape stuff. You're wanting to cover all your bases going into the game that night at 8:14. You want Florida to already have beaten Alabama, and you're wanting those other things to happen. So that way, on Sunday, let's say Clemson does lose, you're basically comparing resumes with Clemson and Ohio State for that last spot. Ohio State's only beating Michigan in the top 25, while Clemson would have two wins over top 10 teams. And their only loss would come to North Carolina, who would be in the top four. So I feel like Clemson would still have a better resume, but you never know what the committee would do in that situation. We have a little bit over 5 minutes left in our podcast today, and I want to spend the rest of the time talking about Clemson UNC. And basically, from everywhere, from every Clemson website that I've seen on the web, besides Rubbing the Rock, they've all given you reasons to doubt Clemson. I'm hearing everywhere on radio stations, from ESPN pundits, from Clemson football analysts how there's just no way Clemson's going to stop North Carolina's offense, and North Carolina's the best team Clemson's played, and how the Tar Heels are just hot right now, and Clemson has just kind of hobbled along. They look fatigued. They look all of this. And first off, I would tell you to go check out our 5 Reasons That You Shouldn't Be Worried article. And that'll hopefully give you some reassurance for why this game is not what all the pundits are making it up to be. But I have heard some other football analysts, some Clemson football analysts, also talk about how the Tigers are still a better team. So I don't want to throw everybody under the bus. Clemson is a favorite. If North Carolina wins on Saturday, it is an upset. I think a lot of Tiger fans are forgetting that. North Carolina is a good team. They are. But Clemson's been on this stage before. North Carolina hasn't. And I wouldn't be surprised if North Carolina gets shell-shocked and Clemson blows them out of the water. Not expecting that to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised. Okay? But basically, I have a couple of things that Clemson needs to do in order to win this game. The Tigers are a 5-point favorite. I think that might have dropped down to 3 by now. So Clemson, a field goal favorite now in the Bank of America ACC championship game coming up on Saturday. First thing I would say is get out to an early lead. And how you do that is you play good team football. Clemson's offense needs to be clicking early, and Clemson's defense needs to get a couple 3-and-outs. What that does, if you have a high-octane offense like North Carolina, and they have a couple of incomplete passes and then have to punt the ball, is it gives the ball back to your offense, and let's say Clemson's offense drives down the field. Well, it makes them sit on the sideline and just click their heels and wait, you know, to come back into the game. And if that happens a couple of times, UNC's defense will start to get tired, and it'll make it even easier for Clemson's offense to score. I don't know how it could be any easier when you're playing the 65th defense in the country, but it can make it even easier for Clemson's offense to score. And it's going to start to get the Tar Heels frustrated, and that's what you want. You want them to be frustrated. You want their confidence to go down. And I want everybody to remember, UNC is not invincible on the offensive side of the ball. The past 2 games, they've turned it over 6 times. Turned it over 3 times against NC State, and the Wolfpack made a comeback. North Carolina is not invincible. They have a lot of flaws and a lot of things that they can mess up on. So I don't want people to think that it's just Clemson that has been turning the ball over that's been making mistakes. But that is my key to the game right there. If whoever wins the turnover margin and whichever defense plays better, that's the team that's going to win the game. So Clemson's offense just needs to play sound ball, don't turn the ball over, and remember that North Carolina isn't invincible, and I don't think this team has a problem with that. I think they're going to be ready to go Saturday. I think we're going to see a new energy that we haven't seen before. And lastly, put the game in Deshaun Watson's hands. The 2015 ACC Player of the Year, Heisman candidate. He led the team to a victory last week. He's put the offense on his shoulders at times. He's just as good at running the ball as he is at passing the ball. Put the game in his hands. Let him make the plays. Let him make the decisions. Let him make the reads, and I think we'll be just fine. Deshaun Watson is, without a doubt, one of the best players in all of college football, and in my opinion, the best quarterback easily in the nation. So put him in situations to succeed, and just put the ball in his hands, and I think Clemson will be fine. We'll have predictions later on coming out tomorrow, so make sure you check back on Rubbing the Rock for that. We're just about done here, but I want everybody to remember, first, Clemson basketball picked up the win on Wednesday over USC Upstate, and I like this team's ability to be able to just score the ball. First time that they've been able to do that in a while. So if you're back in town, go watch them play Wofford at 2 p.m. Sunday, and then go out to the pizza party in Death Valley. Make sure. And remember, the game is on Saturday at 8:14. Everybody remember to have just a great day. God bless. Have a great Friday. And I'm Andrew Bowen. I'll be back later. All right. Bye.